Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of Don That's True Hot Takes, Week 6 edition. After following the NFL Week 6, it's October 13th, 2025. I'm your host of the most, Truman C. Machine Steen, as always.
Boom, 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 boom!
I'm joined by the bomb.
Hit the Rolly store with the Rolly on.
Owen Dom.
Already boomed.
I know. You premature boomed.
That was a little quick there.
We've gotten used to it. It's fine. Welcome everybody in. We have got hot takes from all over. That's right. We've got them from Snapchat. We've got them from Instagram. We've got them from Twitter. I'm double checking the YouTube comments at the last second. Hold on. Everybody, hold on. Hold your horses. Oh, there was a comment. Trey Hendrickson or Breece Hall was a question. Ooh. That's actually a good one. We'll have to do that. We'll cover that. We'll cover that today. Mm-hmm. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's rock. Oh, and we start here with Vincent.
Yep.
Our Bengals bite, if you will. The Bengals signing Joe Flacco is the largest throw imaginable, and we should look at replacing whoever thought that was a good idea. Yes. You should look at replacing whoever thought that was a good
idea. This is great ball knowledge from Vincent.
A 40-year-old immobile quarterback behind the second worst offensive line in the league is as bad as it sounds. This is hilarious for our second take, by the way.
Yes.
You just want to run them both?
Yeah.
Joe Flacco gave the Bengals offense some signs of life, which makes the trade already worth it. And he is also hot. Which goes into take right after this.
It is funny. I actually agree with both of those. While I do think it was not a good trade, yes. He did look better than Jake Browning, which is funny.
Right. Yeah, that it's kind of all over there.
I think, honestly, both of those takes are A-tier takes.
That Joe Flacco gives them a sign of life.
And it was a terrible idea to trade for him. I think simultaneously. It's paradoxical, yet it exists.
Is that a, what is that?
That's a Oppenheimer Club, Sloppenheimer Club. She gave me the Sloppenheimer.
Oh, that's right, yes. That's
from, yeah, it's from Oppenheimer.
Okay. All right, so let's go. Joe Flacco, trading for Joe Flacco was a bad idea.
Trading for Joe Flacco was a good idea.
Right next to each other.
Yep. Both in the A tier.
Really, saying whoever traded for Joe Flacco should be fired is the S tier take of that.
Well, conversely, whoever traded Joe Flacco to the Bengals from the Browns needs to be fired. A guy you named as your starter, you're now sending to an in-division rival who's struggling at QB.
You've got...
That's still insane.
You've got two starters. I don't...
I understand. That's still insane.
It's not that insane.
I think that's crazy. That'd be like... the Giants trading Russell Wilson to the Jets
right now. The Chiefs trading for Mike Pinnell news is going to hit like crack, by the way.
You think we're going to get... welcome back, Mike Pinnell.
Yeah, welcome back, Mike Pinnell. Let's...
What's Jeff Allen up to?
Joe Flacco gives the Bengals...
Truman, who is that poor kid from Clemson that we kept signing and releasing?
Not kid from Clemson, but C.J. Spiller.
Yes, C.J. Spiller, that poor guy, kept signing and releasing him over and over and over again. You know, I'm sure he got like tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars as a signing bonus.
Yes, so, real Chiefs fans know about the C.J. Spiller news. It was always so funny.
It's poor C.J. Spiller.
Every time you're like, oh my God, C.J. stuff.
Also, that's another thing to prove you're a Chiefs fan. If I say, welcome back, Jeff Allen, and you know what I'm talking about. What's Jeff Allen up to?
I like Jeff Allen. Why the hell is it frozen there?
It's
a weird spot. It's frozen. It's frozen. All of these cells are frozen. It's frozen from... Oh, it's because it's froze the first row, but because this is all one, it counts. I got it.
Truman, I'd like to remind the class. I just remembered this for no reason.
It's fine. It works.
Alex Okafor has the best sack celebration I've ever seen.
The shotgunning the beer?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
And the stomping it. That's a good one.
All right. Joe Flacco, trading for him is bad. Trading for him is good.
I think
both A-tier takes.
I think both of them are on.
As it stands right now, trading for Joe Flacco did give this offense life, and also it was a terrible idea to trade for Joe Flacco. You are correct. All right, next one. Joe Flacco is hot.
From Allison. Just fucking.
He is not.
I don't understand. He's the same white bread as Kirk Cousins. Do you think a beard provides that much to Joe Flacco?
I'm going to pull up the tweet real quick, but.
Did she run the poll?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
While I pull that up, just tell me walk me through your process here.
They are the same late 30s to early 40s, same muscular dad bod build.
I don't know if Joe Flacco even is muscular dad bod.
Yeah, Joe Flacco might not even have a dad bod, but Joe Flacco has a beard. Man, like that picture, he just, no.
And she said this is your only reference. So here, I'm pulling it up right now. Hold on.
It's the second one.
Oh, there it is. Yes, you're right. Sorry. And then bada bing, bada boom, bada bing, bada boom. Okay. So for the record, no by the straight guys has taken it.
It's so funny. You can just see her following. Mostly men.
Welcome to Twitter. Welcome to sports Twitter specifically.
Yeah.
But the girls and the gays also said no. And if her, this is the photo she provided. She thinks Joe Flacco is hot, which is insane to me.
Maybe I'm projecting.
Is he more attractive than Kirk Cousins?
No. I think Kirk is a more handsome guy.
I think the issue with me is I know what Joe Flacco actually looks like. I know that Joe Flacco is not hot. I think this is one of those where you ever see guys that are just tall and kind of hairy, and girls are like, he's kind of hot. You're like, he looks kind of bad, dude.
Yeah.
You're like, that's just a lanky, hairy guy.
I think it's just that's, a tall guy.
Joe
text.
Flacco fits into that where you're like, he's just a lanky, hairy guy. How are you guys attracted to
that? I think he fits into the tall guy tax.
Like, yes. Oh, you know, yeah, because he's like 6'5", and he feels tall.
You know, like the average SEC couple tweet where it's like some dude with a barrel chest who's fucking like 6'10".
It's just a fat guy who's 6'10".
Yeah, it's like
tall.
A fat, tall guy.
He's not that tall. He's always like 6'3".
You know, it's a guy who looks like he played high school D-line.
Yes.
Was not, you know, muscular or good enough to play in college, so he went D1 frat.
Okay.
And he, like, the hottest girl you've ever seen is, like, dating him. And he's like, he's just so cute. And you're like, dude, that guy's
But a girl where you're like, I probably wouldn't like her personality.
Right, sure. Who cares?
A girl you see her, you're like, she's probably boring.
Sure, but she's, like, super hot. And you're like, how did that guy get that girl?
And you're the answer is because they're both people that you would just not want to be around.
That's what Joe...
It's also the worst couple to hang out with, where they're like... Yeah.
That's what Joe Flacco seems like to me.
Yes, I think that's fair.
How did he end up quarterbacking the Bengals? What?
Hold on, let's look up Joe Flacco wife real quick.
She's probably a smoke show.
Yeah, I assume so.
Looks like a normal girl, man.
Average SEC couple.
Yeah, but yeah, she's attractive. Four man, kids. That's what Joe Flacco used to look like. With the no goatee. This is your hot guy right here.
This is me, but tall. he's got the same hair.
Oh,
bro.
Super hot then.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, she's pretty. She's just a normal girl.
Yeah.
Man, Joe Flacco used to look worse.
Yeah, he's gotten better with age, I guess. Yeah, he grew out the beard.
Not seeing the Joe Flacco hot, though.
I'd like to see him really give the beard a run. This scrungly thing he's got going is terrible.
No, dude.
This is an awful situation.
Where are we putting Joe Flacco hot?
Where did we put Brock Purdy?
Brock Purdy looks like a child. Probably because we're older than him, but fuck.
I think we put Brock Purdy C tier.
It's Control F Brock. Control F, then type Brock.
No, I'd rather squint.
Please just do Control F and then find Brock Truman. You're driving me insane. Thank you.
Oh, because it was Brock Purdy's not hot, so he's in the A tier. Brock Joe Flacco hot, I think, goes in
D tier for dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
D for
just don't
dad.
Think he's hot,
D
bro.
For daddy issues. If
D
you
for
like
daddy
Flacco.
Issues. Sorry to diagnose you, Allison.
I pronounce you into dad's.
She's gonna send us a strongly worded Snapchat or text here after she hears this.
Strongly worded tweet.
She's gonna be like, these fucking losers don't ever listen to their show.
Joe Flacco is hot.
No, she's got to come up with her new one because we need the Chiefs to win. Because
that's true. Said, they have won every time she's.
Yeah. So, she's Allison, when you listen to this, we need you to hurry up and cook up your next tweet for what quarterback you think is hot or not.
I'm going to. Hold on. Let me take a look. Let's decide. Let's.
Josh Dobbs.
I want to pick one.
Josh Dobbs.
You think Josh Allen's hot?
I think he's an attractive guy, yeah.
I think that might be a polarizing one, too.
Really? No way.
I wonder if girls would say Josh Allen not hot because he's goofy, because he looks goofy. And guys would be like, I think he's attractive because he's goofy.
Because they're identifying with the goofy?
Yes.
I fear Josh Allen is hilarious.
That's fair.
Have you seen the saga that's continuing to go on where people try to get him with a D's Nuts joke?
Yes. Yes, he's very funny. And on TikTok, he's very funny.
He's funny, yeah.
I'm throwing out Josh Allen. You don't have to do that. But if we know one thing about Owen...
I like Josh Allen.
So that's good. All right, Joe Flacco, not hot. Oh, sorry. I realized we still had the photo of Joe Flacco, so he didn't get to see where he put it. We put you right here in D tier for daddy issues if you like Joe Flacco and you think he's hot. Right there. There you go. All right. On to the next one. No, get out of here, Joe.
get out of here, Joe. We're done
with you. He's haunting me.
We're done with you, Joe.
KSU is not a great team, but was able to convert on every mistake because we still have a hard stadium to play in. Maybe K-State is not good, but has a hard stadium
to
play
in. Did you see how full that stadium was?
Yes.
Shocking.
Shout out to the student section,
man.
That was some great appearances by the student section.
I was honestly surprised. I do think this K-State team is good, but we've just made every mistake under the sun.
Maybe let's start at a B tier where KSU is not great, but has a good home field advantage.
Yes. I think that was super evident. TCU had like delay of games. They made uncharacteristic mistakes.
K-State, I mean, that was a 4-1 TCU team.
And once again, I think our Achilles heel is just the random 80-yard touchdown that we give up when we forget to give our corners
whenever
some help.
Owen demands to put on the game after I told him I'm bad luck if I listen or watch the game. Whatever. He demands to put it on. I hear literally 3 seconds of it. And 1 minute later, they score an 85-yard touchdown. I just want you to know how bad, 40. How toxic I am to K-State football.
We did end up scoring 40 after we went to dinner.
That's right. After I stopped hearing or thinking about it, yes. Jeffrey says, Mahomes would be first place MVP if he had Worthy and Rice through these first three games.
Yeah, absolutely.
S-tier.
S-tier take. Absolutely. Just factual. Factual, not casual.
Because he looks so comfortable, and he looks so good. He's been so good in this offense.
He's going on demon mode. I think Mahomes reads Twitter.
Yes, he's petty.
Judging from what he
Bobby Stroop loves, reads Twitter and sends it to Mahomes.
Yes, Bobby Stroop. Shout out Bobby Stroop, you're the GOAT. We should try to get Bobby Stroop on here.
Okay, let's wait till the offseason.
That's possible. I don't think that's an impossible ask.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he'll be sitting here and down in the base in the dungeon.
We could have the guy who invented everybody got to eat.
Who's that?
Just a random guy on Twitter.
Okay.
He created it and then, Rasheed Rice said it and then he started hashtagging it and then everybody else started hashtagging it and now the players are hashtagging it. They're saying it's a rallying cry within the locker. Very impressive. So yeah, S tier for Mahomes would be front runner if Rice and
absolutely
were healthy.
There's a man in the woods.
Yeah, you forget Worthy also missed like the first two or three games, right?
He got knocked out in the first game, missed two games.
Missed two games after that? Yeah, that's right.
Imagine if the Eagles didn't have A.J. Brown. They'd have no wins.
What? Imagine if they didn't have Saquon Barkley.
They'd have actually zero wins.
Yes. Speaking of, I actually don't know if it's the next one. It might be the next one, though. Sometimes we don't even know what's next. It is from Josh.
From Josh, resident Eagles fan.
Jamarcus Russell has a better deep ball than Jalen Hurts.
Facts.
He's going through it right now. Belt to ass from the Giants would do that
to
a man.
This is tough.
Hey, listen, going into New York on a night game and winning isn't for everybody.
Isn't for everybody.
Jalen Hurts, not a good thrower of the deep ball.
No.
Honestly, what got him a lot of praise was A.J. Brown faking out Trent McDuffie in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
still an incredible play from
that's AJ yeah all
Brown.
AJ
that's
Brown.
One of the best wide receiver fakeouts I've
deked,
ever seen.
He deked that it was going short, so McDuffie bit on it because McDuffie does a lot of he watches the wide receiver and mm-hmm. then reacts to it.
Yes.
Yeah. So AJ Brown cooked him there.
Yep. A take, B take, C, S take.
I mean, I don't think Jalen Hurts is that bad.
DeMarcus Russell did have a cannon from an arm for an arm coming out.
Put an A tier. We'll humor Josh here. I mean, I think that the Eagles could pick back up, but once again, they have the weird Eagles were good last year hangover going.
The defense has gotten much worse.
And one of their defenders just fucking retired.
Yes, their starting edge. I looked it up. I was like, what's he starting? I looked it up. He was a starting edge.
Wild.
R? Josh R?
Yeah.
Doxed? You just got doxed, idiot?
Now someone's going to look up every Josh R in the country. They'll eventually nail it down to you.
Yeah, start knocking on the doors of Josh R's. Just call him and just say belt to ass. No, call him and just say, hey, winning in New York night games isn't for everybody.
And then hang up. No, I can't do that. No. That's not in the spirit.
Oh, this is an old one. Sorry, that was an old one from Logan.
It's all good.
This is the last one. Oh, sorry. We've got two more. Let's end on this one.
Okay.
We did have a YouTube comment.
Oh.
From, I don't know if this is doxing somebody. I mean, it's their username on here.
Just say they're the first part of it. It's the first
Adam B. 3979. Okay. If you want to dox him, go look at the comments. Trey Hendrickson or Breece Hall?
Trey Hendrickson every day and twice on Sundays.
Yes, I think
so. The Chiefs have a functional offense right now. The running backs run for 4 yards a carry. That's great.
Yes. Yes.
Increasing that number to 6 does not increase our chances.
And the offense is just about to get so much better that Xavier Worthy will start and Rashee Rice will both get involved
in
the jet sweep game, which is just another extension of the run game.
Increasing the yards per carry from 4 to 7 does not change how good the offense is by as much as Trey Hendrickson would change the defense.
Yeah, and Rice is really good at the slant game, which is, again, just another extension of the run game.
Trey Hendrickson would go insane.
Trey Hendrickson makes this a team that goes undefeated of the year.
You know who I want? We meet Colin Tennessee. Hey, Jeffrey, what are you up to, man?
Jeffrey
Simmons.
I do, but there's no way.
Surely no way, right?
Paid way too much.
Veach. I don't care. The cap isn't real.
Trey Hendrickson is the dream.
Pay Jeffrey Simmons a $20 million salary.
We need the Bengals to win, lose for the next two games.
Because Trey will be.
So we can trade for
Trey will be ejected for sure.
Trey, Bengals, do you need a kick? Do you need a kicker?
We know you like old Chiefs players.
May I interest you in Harrison Butker?
He already knows Orlando Brown.
I can't wait till that trade deadline deal comes in and the Chiefs trade for that one Bengals defensive lineman we've all been asking for, Mike Pinnell.
Is he on the Bengals?
Yes. He's back, baby.
Welcome back, Mike Pinnell. Yes. Welcome back, Bink Bonders.
On the Panthers right now? No, on the Jags right now.
He's
on the Jags. I looked it up because I thought I saw somebody that looked like him. So, answer is Trey Hendrickson. There you go.
Holy shit, I typed in Colin Saunders and Colin Saunders trade came up and I was like
no, he got traded to the Jags from the Saints. Which it's like, dude, if he was on the table, how are we not making that move? How did they not call us?
I don't know.
I think everybody hates us. I don't think anybody wants to trade with us.
Oh, well, absolutely not. But yeah, Jeffrey, Trey, Colin, you want to get traded again? Man, what's Alex Okafor doing? Like
retired.
Probably retired.
I think he retired.
Who else is bad? Well, no one else is really bad right now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The Jets got a defensive lineman they want to offload.
What?
The Jets maybe.
Maybe.
They got any defensive linemen? Let's see here. Jets defensive lineman in last year contract. Jets defensive lineman contracts.
Oh, well, no, Quinnen Williams already got paid, so you can't get him. I don't think there's anybody else worth a shit on that Jets defensive line. I think it has to be
Quinnen Williams is on the Jets.
Yes, but he's paid like a top guy.
Yeah, true.
So is Jeffrey Simmons. That's the thing. All right, let's just, it's all right. Say one player right now. Who are we trading for? Get one more name.
Like, absolutely who I think we're going to be trading for?
Yes. One more name.
Breece Hall is who I think we get.
Interesting. Okay.
I want a defensive player, and I've been hammering it for 3 weeks now. We're going to get a running back.
All right. I'm now going to break down real quick. So this last one comes from Allison. Not a hot take, but she wanted us to dig into whatever the hell is going on.
Were we supposed to grab the one after this?
No. This was the last one.
No, you said this is the second to last one.
Yeah, because I wanted to do
the YouTube comment.
Yeah, right. Which was where you were breaking down.
Yeah.
So let's break down the NFL rivalries jerseys, which are weird right now. Actually, let me see if I could send this article to you. I want to pull up all the jerseys because they are kind of ass.
I'm assuming the Seahawks get like a highlighter yellow one that's horrible.
They actually don't. They do get one this year. So they're doing it by division, first off, which is interesting. Hold on. Sorry.
Interesting. Ooh, I'm up to 118 on the steamed hot dogs. Let's go. Close game. They're going to be competing for points.
You might actually win for two, yeah.
You might
get 2 points. You might. I mean, I only scored like 112, 118 in that league.
It's close.
All right.
If I would have started not Ramondre Stevenson and I would have started Dallas Goedert, I would absolutely have it.
All right. Now that Joe Flacco is no longer on this screen, let's... So I want to show all the jerseys. So, first things first, this year, it is the NFC West and the AFC East. Next year is not the Chiefs, but 2027 is the AFC West. The Chiefs are going to get something in 2027.
Okay. Scroll back up.
We're going to get the photos.
Okay.
I just wanted to break down. Next year is the AFC South and the NFC North. People that get jerseys, I feel like, all the time.
Yeah.
2027 is the NFC East and the AFC West, and then 2028 is AFC North and NFC South.
It was funny because of the NFL game in London, Jets Broncos.
Yep.
They brought Tottenham players down to the field.
Uh-huh.
And they just know literally nothing about NFL football.
So it seems like
it was funny.
It seems these are the versions of like the City Connect jerseys that you see in the MLB.
Right.
And that you see in the NBA. It's weird they're calling them rivalry jerseys. I assume it's just because they are running out of things to call city-themed jerseys.
I also think it's just because they're doing in-division games.
Yeah, they're doing it by division, which helps too. So
yeah,
the first one was this Arizona Cardinals.
That's not bad.
It's called the Built to Last. It's the Desert Storm. It looks like a tortilla, bro.
Yeah, that's not great. No. All right, at best.
Yes. The Bills have their cold front jersey.
I think those do not look good.
Because I get a bad feeling this is like what we're going to get.
Well, no, because it comes with the white Buffalo, like the silver Buffalo Bill in the helmet.
Yeah.
And you just can't see it very well.
No.
It doesn't look good.
That's fair.
It doesn't look good.
I'm worried the Chiefs are just going to get an alternate white jersey because we never get anything cool, dude.
Give us the yellow, please.
Please give us a yellow jersey.
Or black. I don't care.
All right, this looks like ass.
That just looks like a normal Rams
Midnight jersey. Mode from the Rams.
It's like a normal Rams jersey, bro.
It's just navy.
Yeah, I don't know what the difference is. Darker blue?
Ooh, Miami.
That's fine.
This looks like a jersey. You could tell me that Miami wore this jersey 2 years ago. I'd be like, yeah, I think so.
Man, I don't know what they're doing. That's not very good.
Deep waters. The Nor'easter.
This is the worst one.
Just a light blue jersey, I guess?
It's a darker light blue.
Storm blue.
Yeah, it's like a gray blue.
Inspired by the region's fog and pays homage to the six states that compose the region.
How?
Six red stars appear around the necklace as a reference to the states and to the six Super Bowls won by the Patriots. Oh, I see it.
Oh, that's dog shit. That's
yeah, that
it's
looks
the
like
biggest
ass.
Piece of dog
yeah.
shit. Shout
the biggest
rock.
Piece of, yeah.
Shout out the Rock.
Gotham City Football Club.
That's
for the New York Jets.
Fine.
That's just a Jets jersey, bro.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
This looks like it's AI created. Look at that Nike logo.
I'm pretty
what the
sure,
fuck is going on?
I'm pretty sure what's his face wore this jersey.
What the hell is going on with that logo? Oh, it's not. Oh, it's a
it's
Jets
a Jet.
Logo. Sorry. Sorry. I'm just.
Who was the only good quarterback for the Jets in the 60s? What was his name?
The Jets nicknamed the Gotham City Football Club.
I'm forgetting his name.
Joe Namath.
Joe Namath.
Broadway yeah. Joe.
I think Joe Namath wore that jersey.
Who calls them Gotham City Football Club?
It's because New York teams are starting to do Gotham stuff. Like the Brooklyn women's team is Gotham.
These are built on the Joe Namath era chassis. So there you go.
Yeah. Holy shit.
And the last one is the Niners, which is just a black Niners jersey, they fucking have.
This is by far the best one.
They have black Niners jerseys anyways. This is not special. This is just a – they did a special 54 on it.
This is by far the best one.
Or a special – RIP to Fred Warner. I don't even know if we – I guess technically we don't even get to see this.
Yeah.
When are they making that debut?
Yeah.
January 4th. Yeah, they won't even wear it until the New Year's. That sucks.
That's by far the best one.
I don't agree with you because they literally just this is a jersey that already existed.
Yeah, but the rest of them are crap.
I want a new Chiefs jersey that looks cool. I need them to be interesting jerseys.
I understand. This is still the best one, even if it's still shit.
This is a really great audio content, by the way.
This
is really for the
audio
viewers.
This might be the worst one.
As the Seahawks, this looks like a Jets jersey.
That green is not a green that the Seahawks use.
No. Well, what's this one called? High decibel zone.
Hilarious, because they're not that high decibels. They have metal bleachers to enhance sound. Hilarious.
Sound wave-inspired pattern is used down the paint stripes to create a ripple effect. A 12 sits on the back of the neck, while repeating 12s are featured inside the numbers. Numbers include a glow that is reminiscent of the raindrops glistening on the city's streets. Bro, you are joking.
Glistening?
The light wolf gray background evokes Seattle's city skyline. The Seahawks will pair the jersey with navy pants. Oh, God. That's going to be even worse.
That's horrible.
Navy pants with
looks
this?
Like, it looks like Oregon. You could tell me that's an Oregon Ducks jersey. I'd be like, yeah.
Fuck
okay.
off.
This that's looks just like the wrong ass. Green, man. That's
that looks
horrible.
Like ass.
That's horrible.
That's terrible.
The highlighter yellow ones they wore. We're better.
And that was the last one. There you go.
Yeah, those suck. Holy shit.
Wait, who's intern McCoy? Who the hell is McCoy? Mike McCoy? Who the fuck's Mike McCoy? Previously the head coach of the San Diego Chargers from 2013-2016. Do you remember who the fuck Mike McCoy is?
Nope.
Made his playoffs in the first season.
Congrats.
Okay, well, there you go. That's it, I think. That's it for the hot takes. We appreciate it. And there's all the NFL rivalry jerseys explained. Chiefs coming in 2027. Hopefully with something fucking cool. We're going to get the fucking Dallas Texans helmet again, and you're going to like it.
Yeah, for real.
I bet we just get like a slightly cool helmet. That's my guess. All right. We appreciate it. Again, Twitter.com/Steam Machine, Twitter.com/OwenGossDomit. Instagram, Steam Machine. Instagram, OC Dom.
Yep.
You can feel free to comment
D-A-H-M.
In the YouTube videos. What?
That's D-A-H-M, Dom.
That's right. You can feel free to comment in the YouTube videos. Leave your hot takes there.
Yep.
Leave it on the main episodes.
Comment on Spotify.
And Patreon.com/HomeDisaster. If you want to get these episodes a little bit earlier, you get them Tuesday mornings if it's a Sunday game, or Monday Wednesday mornings if it's a Monday night game. Instead of Fridays, you can pay literally $1. And we'll also read out your name. Shout out Aaron, Skyler, Ozzy, Dylan, and Mailbox Kansas City, currently open in the Islanders. I guess it's also a cheap way to advertise a business.
Oh, Allison's been commenting.
What?
On Spotify.
Oh, my God.
We got to check those comments now. Sorry, Allison.
All right. Well, next week, the Allison episode where we answer all of Allison's comments on Spotify.
She only has the one so far.
Okay. All right.
Bye. Sure. Love you. Love you all.
Bye.